Rav Nemtzol in his next essay talks about Limud Torah kasher aval kedai. Sometimes the learning is hard, but it's worth it to be a Talmud Chacham. It's worth it. You know, if you're a Talmud Chacham and you know what the halachas are, so then, or if you don't know, but you could have learned them, so the Gemara says a shogei becomes like a mazed, because you should have learned, you should have known better. So the chora, it's very dangerous to be a Talmud Chacham. Also, Chazal tell us that Hashem is medaktik with a tzaddikim, with the chut hasayra. He's medaktik very carefully with the tzaddikim. It's in Yevamah, staff kuf kaf aleph. So maybe it's better to be an Am Haaretz. Reb Nemtzol says no. But I shall go. Why is Hashem so careful and strict with the tzaddikim? Because the tzaddik is like a pearl, a beautiful pearl. Even a slight scratch ruins it, ruins the beauty, ruins the perfection. What would you rather be? A plain, nice piece of metal or a pearl with a scratch? Of course a pearl with a scratch is more valuable. That's what it means to be a Talmud Chacham. Of course you want to be a Talmud Chacham. Of course it's worth it. Rav Nemtzol goes on. It's true Hashem is more strict with the Talmud Chacham. But we know, Chazal tell us, that Hashem's Midah Tova is greater than the Midah of Peronios, so to Daf Yud Aleph. And therefore, if Hashem is so careful and strict with how he judges a tzaddik, certainly you'll get more and more schar for all the mitzvos that you do. It's worth it. For example, the Chofetz Chaim talks about every word of Torah is a mitzvah. So if you learn Torah, and talk in a normal pace, you can have 200 mitzvahs in a minute. Unbelievable. Multiplied over and over and over again. So it's worth it. Even if Hashem judges the Talmud Chacham more severely, more strictly. But it's still worth it to be a Talmud Chacham. And then he quotes here. It's a famous idea, but Rav Nemtzol fleshes it out from Rav Dessler. It's in the beginning of Chelek Gimel Mishnah Melio. Chazal say, and that was Rabbi Nassan, that if you do one thing bitzar that's difficult, is greater than 100 things done when it's comfortable. So the difficulty multiplies the schar, multiplies the impact by 100. So for example, let's say you're learning when it's difficult. So that's worth 100 times more than learning when it's regular. Let's say it's late at night, you're a little tired, and you push yourself to learn a little more. So the impact and the schar is comparable to 100 times of learning regular. And what if you push a little harder? Then it's 100 times 100, 10,000 times. Unbelievable. So a Talmud Chacham who pushes himself, and a Talmud Chacham who doesn't only push himself quantitatively, but also qualitatively. He works hard at the sugya and he struggles to figure it out. He's getting more and more schar. That tsar, that additional effort, when it's difficult, he gets more and more schar for. Now, obviously, learning on a straightforward level is also worth a lot. But if you work hard at your learning, then it's multiplied many times over. Wow. It's worth it to be a Talmud Chacham. It's worth it to work hard at your learning. When Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the first nes that happened to them was in Marah, that the waters were bitter and they threw a tree in and it became sweet. Then the pasuk says, Sham sam l'chol k'mishvat v'sham niso. That's when Hashem told Bnei Yisrael some of the mitzvot, Shabbos, Kibud Av V'Em, etc. What's the connection? This is a famous question. What's the connection between the miracle of Marah, that the bitter waters became sweets, and that we receive some of the mitzvos there at Marah? What's the connection? So Rav Nemtzol says his own shot. Hashem wanted to teach us the idea that this is how Limud Torah works. Sometimes in the beginning it's hard. Sometimes in the beginning it's bitter. But you should know, Kol haschalos kashos. The beginning is hard, but that's only at the beginning. Eventually, it's going to become masukim. It's going to become sweet. And what made it sweet? Hashem said, the Torah said, Hashem threw in Moshe threw in a tree. Chazal say the tree was bitter. It's in the Medrash Tanchuma, in Bishalach, Parasha Kav Dalet. A bitter tree, and that bitter tree made the water sweet. So what do you see? Something bitter makes it sweet. The hard learning, and it's difficult, that'll end up making it sweet. Beautiful. When you work hard, eventually, it becomes sweet. This is a fabulous chizuk. A person starts learning, and it's hard, and it's challenging. Don't stop. It's going to become sweet. Just like the bitter water, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Just like the waters were bitter and they became sweet, and then Hashem taught us mitzvos. So you see, that's what's supposed to happen by learning. That's the norm that happens by learning. It's hard in the beginning, and it becomes sweet at the end. Beautiful. Rav Nemetzal continues. We also should learn, he says. We also should learn from here. You should learn the hard things. Learn the hard things. It's supposed to be hard in the beginning. Some people say, look, I'm just going to learn the light stuff. I'm going to learn Tanakh in a lighter way. I'm going to learn the Agadata. I'm not going to work on the heavy sugyas. No. It's true that for some people they connect more with Tanakh and the lighter sugyas. But a person has to realize that the Ikar Limud that should be the Ikar Limud, to work very hard at your learning. That's one of the messages of, Rav Nemetzal says, of the miracle, the nakes of Mara. And finally, he says, this might be one of the pshatim in V'sein Chokeinu B'Sara Secha. This is beautiful. V'sein Chokeinu B'Sara Secha, Rav Nemetzal says, the simple pshat is, it's a bakasha. Shechelok shalanu yihyeh b'torah v'lo b'davar acher. Some people, they work at this. Some people, they're an electrician. Some people work in a pharmacy. He's a doctor. My chelok is, I want my chelok to be in Torah. Beautiful. So that's one. It's a nice shot of saying, chokeinu b'sara secha, that my portion in life, where I spend my day, my learning, my work, my normal day, should be linked up with learning. Then he goes on and he says, also, means that Hashem should help me figure out which chelek in Torah should be my specialty. Everyone should work at the hard things, and then eventually you find what your specialty is, and you should ask Hashem for help to know what your particular special portion of Torah should be. So these are some ideas that Torah is hard sometimes, but it becomes sweet. Don't give up and work on the hard things as well. Okay, we'll stop.